along with Mason Dixon and Laura Russin is Tina Goodrich. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Rob. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. And
hey,
I'm
sorry to interrupt. I got a good idea.
Let's talk real estate time. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to say, except instead of saying let's talk real estate time, I was going to say I got a good idea. We should talk real estate. Or I could have said let's talk real estate.
And then
you could have cued the whole jingle.
Yeah.
Do we not have a jingle?
You are as frustrating when it comes to this last half hour here when Tina gets in here, as frustrating can be.
All right. Well, I can go. Or
he likes to reel me in.
I could go, but then y'all have to ask her the DD42
question.
Thing.
We'll have to ask that instead of you.
Okay.
Would you like to just ask her now, or would we want to go into that, or do we actually want to do the introduction and the overview?
Why don't we just start again? I won't interrupt.
No, we're not starting again. So you just stay set there. You have your pre-written down question, and you just stay there, just like this was a town hall meeting for Joe Biden. All right, here we go. So as we do this, Tina Goodrich, it is, you want to talk? We're doing real estate, as we always do, because that's what we do for this last half hour of the show, three segments with you.
This is our Let's Talk Real Estate.
But, and this is kind of a interesting one, because I would have thought about this for a subject, is we're going to talk about veterans in real estate and veterans on the move.
Veterans on the move. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about tonight is our veterans and getting them pre-qualified. For financing and talk about what it's going to take for our veterans to get qualified. First off, we want to start with our...
Well, let's pretend like I asked that question. So what does it take for a veteran to get qualified?
Well, we want to start with that DD-214.
Oh, no.
What's a DD-214?
There you go. Now she messed that one up.
DD-214.
That's what we get for planning anything, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a rough day.
You know, the last few days have been trying and, you know, so... But you know what? I tell you what, that Thursday, though, seemed to be one of those days as the sun came out to be one of those days that I think anything could be accomplished.
Yeah, it got up to over 40 degrees this past Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
so back
super nice
back
today.
To the DD-214.
DD-214.
Okay.
Yep, that's your discharge release. You want to start with that, bringing that forward. That's showing with your discharge papers. You want to start with that to get qualified for financing for VA. I want all my veterans to know that there's some great deals out there for financing for VA. Again, you can come in practically zero down to get qualified for your veterans.
That was very wonderful information there, Tina. I didn't hear a word you're saying because Mason Dixon laughed over here on the side. Did the dog do something that was funny?
She accidentally kicked the dog.
Tina kicked my dog?
It was accidental. She was just like...
He's right there down by my feet.
Well, that's all right.
Hey, these are real nice stools, though, this week.
Yes, where did we get these stools from?
Well, I think those stools came from Goody's Home Repair. Local to South Haven. Actually, my husband.
Did you say local or loco? I know
local.
That being husband and all, I mean, you're entitled to say loco,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can say that.
And
you can say that.
Mark is a veteran.
Mark is a veteran.
Was that
that's
good?
That's good work, Laura.
Was
that
yes,
good?
Definitely. Yeah, and for those veterans, they don't always have to use the VA loan. VA loans are for those who, don't have enough money for the down payment. You can qualify again for the zero down. For my veterans that are disabled, there's some great things out there for the disabled veterans that maybe some of you don't know. They can get qualified for no property taxes.
No, what do you mean no property taxes? Is that a thing?
Well, some veterans may not know that. If you're disabled, anywhere from 30% and on, you can qualify for no property taxes.
For as long as you own the property.
For as long as you own the property.
Yeah. Well, that's actually a wonderful thing to do for veterans because certainly if they're disabled, they've lost legs. And I mean, there's a million things that you could be disabled with when it comes to veterans. So they have given us so much, for the things that we get to live with. So it's nice that that's able to be done for them.
Yeah, that's a great thing for the veterans. And a lot of them don't realize that if you go to your township or the city that you live in, there's a form you can fill out and get qualified for the property taxes. And that, again, is a great feature.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was just all just he. There is no way. I wish I had a camera on here because Laura wants to act like the dog would. She want to let him out, but there is no way that he's going to leave with us here in the studio. And then if you do try to ask him to leave, he will give you the saddest eyes you have ever seen in your life.
Got up and Jinx headed almost to the door.
He almost tripped on a microphone cable. Hey, y'all remember that BJ and the Bear, that TV show?
I do.
And it was Greg F. again and his monkey, and that was the Bear. And he was BJ, and then there was the monkey was the Bear. And in the theme song, they said, best of all, you don't pay no property tax, and he do that.
I was wondering when you were going to be able to tie that back into real estate. So good job with that. Would you like to the next segue question for Tino about real estate?
What if you're like the Coast Guard? Is that considered veterans?
Sure. I would think that the Coast Guard would qualify for the VA. Those VA loans qualify for any of the military, and their spouses can also qualify for
loans. Well, hey, Mason, by the way, the Coast Guard is now one of our armed services.
Well, I know, but they always used to say Army, Navy,
Space Force.
How about the reserves and stuff? Does that all qualify?
Yeah, I was going to ask about the reserves.
Yep. Also, the reserves qualify for the VA loan. Again, you can qualify for, the VA loans are great for zero down. So if you don't have a lot of money to put down, the VA, you can qualify for zero down. There are fees, hidden fees, of course, in your VA financing. But also, if you're disabled, you can get a pass for no fees.
We're going to have to pick up this conversation after the next segment, because you've got a guest that we're going to be calling here. Who are we calling? We got about 30 seconds.
We got Chris Ariano coming in, calling in tonight from Chris's real estate company, Sariano Real Estate Company, here in Coloma.
And he's an author, and we'll be talking a little bit about that.
Yeah, he's the author of one of the House of Davids here local in Benton Harbor,
there
Michigan.
You go. Big fun. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Show.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If there is anything that you missed on the show, like me, Red Fella, you can find it all on podbean.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Search my radio show, all one word, and hit subscribe, please. Rob pays me $1 for every new subscriber. He says he'll give me another $1 if they leave a comment. Yeah, we'll see. Remember, search my radio show, all one word, wherever you get your podcasts. Now back to the show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, and this is the second segment of our Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich. And Mason Dixon is still here in the studio, quiet in the corner, kind of, and Laura Russ and Captain Emo's. And we have Chris Ariano, who's a broker owner of Ariano Real Estate. And he's also, before I say hello to him, he's also an author and an executive producer of a documentary, which is way cool. So good morning to you, Chris.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Well, and I'm glad to have you here. I just thought this was going to be a regular old real estate segment, and then I find out you're an author and you worked in documentaries, which floats my boat big time. So, but with all that being said, let's talk about real estate first off, and we'll get to that hopefully kind of at the very end. And hopefully, we talked about this a minute ago, maybe having you on the show later in a couple weeks to talk a lot more about the House of David. But real estate is the subject at the moment, and I guess tell me a little bit about your business.
I've been in business in Southwest Michigan for 26 years. I do a lot of business in Hager Township and Northern Berrien County. Focus on a lot of waterfront properties, and it's definitely something I've loved from day one.
Well, what got you into real estate?
I guess a need to be in sales. I was in sales. I graduated from college in 87 and went straight into sales management, and just was told for years to look into being a realtor. I raised my daughter by myself since she was a baby, and I needed to be able to have a secure income to put food on the table and pay the bills, and I never looked back.
And one that can be fairly flexible. I know when you guys get busy, I mean, the phone is ringing constantly and meetings, but that is kind of one of the nice things about real estate is you can be somewhat flexible with it. So, Tina, do you have a question for Chris?
Well, I remember meeting Chris at an antique sale, if I'm not mistaken, and we both shared the passion of real estate, and here we are today. I thought Chris would be great to have on our show.
Absolutely. Mason, you have a question for him?
No, I don't.
You don't have real estate questions?
Not a real estate. He said about House of David and baseball. Now, I got all sorts of questions about that, but we're not ready for that yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess, I mean, we can certainly get right to that. When you do real estate, you know, you guys are really in the business of helping people. Granted, you get paid to do your job, but you're helping put someone who in not just buy a house, you're buying a home, you're buying an atmosphere, you're buying a lifestyle, you're buying all those things. How does that make you feel to be able to help people, you know, put them into a place that they could be for the rest of their lives?
Yeah, I love it. I really, really have taken pride in kind of, I guess it's a niche market that I enjoy, and that's helping people get into homes that probably they couldn't have got into by themselves. And that I have a crew of really talented craftsmen, and I use Amish, and I use local guys for decades. And so we, you know, I guess I just like to go above and beyond and do what we need to do to get people into houses that maybe they couldn't have got into before. So it's a very satisfying, gratifying career for sure.
Well, if I can segue into being an author, which I don't know if these two have anything to do with each other, but did real estate have anything to do with you becoming an author, or you know, being part of which turned into a documentary later?
You know, that's a long story. We don't have the time, but I sold real estate in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for a while for Sotheby's. And I came home to raise my daughter around family. And I promised myself that if I was going to come back to America, I'm doing something different. I'm not just going to sell real estate. So that's when I founded the House of David Museum. And real estate has afforded me to be able to go worldwide with the museum and you know, just go above and beyond with hundreds of thousands of pieces of artifacts. And you know, it pays the light bill and feeds the dog and pays for the museum. So it's been one heck of a ride for me with the real estate career.
I actually think I missed that. I didn't know that. You may have said museum, and we're talking about it, but the museum is yours too. And I do believe that I have been there. But when we talk about the book, well, you wrote, I think it was in 07, it was called The House of David. I guess tell us a little bit about The House of David and why it warranted even having a book written about it.
You know, I think it's the most fascinating piece of history that Michigan holds. I majored in history in college and then came back to learn about the House of David after I had my degree. And everything that I touched about local history came back to the House of David. And I made it my passion. I feel like it's a gigantic, fascinating, twisted piece of history. Michigan, all based in Southwest Michigan, and I have over 10,000 photographs, and I just entered their life at a time when there were dozens of them still alive, and they shared their story with me, and I just have always felt that it's kind of my mission in life to share now what they taught me with everyone else. Mm.
Well, and that's just absolutely awesome. And then, you know, in it, because we don't have all that much time left. So a book is written, you did this, and then a documentary is made through PBS. And before we started rolling, you said it went through PBS National. And I said, that's a tough nut to crack because it is not easy getting works of you know, production works and TV shows on PBS National. It takes quite a story and quite a high level of production usually.
Right. Yeah, it was just on my bucket list, and the documentary was well received in the process, at kind of the middle steps of trying to get a film made for the big screen, which I want to get done before I move on to the next world.
Well, if you ever want to take a chance on a guy that can make a movie but hasn't yet, give me a ring. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, as we are closing here, I would like certainly to get your contact information on if anybody wanted to give you a call about real estate, and then where they might be able to go to find out more about the House of David and the museum and your book.
Absolutely. My cell phone number is 269-325-0039. And the museum and my real estate office share a building at 922 Main Street in downtown St. Joe.
Fantastic. Well, I certainly think that's some awesome stuff. I am totally intrigued, especially when we start talking baseball. And then we start talking about the House of David and, you know, them playing in the Negro League, which is just is kind of unknown. So I can't wait to explore this more on later shows. But we do have to move on. I want to say thank you one more time for your time.
Thank you. Guys, have a great one.
Thanks, you too,
Chris, for all right. Coming in.
Yeah, we'll be back on Robert's Boondock Show.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jake Way Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
Hey, Laura, how you doing?
I've had a stress headache.
Well, what you need is an alternative, integrative, community-oriented healthcare experience.
Say what?
You need to go see Dr. Max Masters at Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation. Go check out their website at chiropractorsouthhaven.com or give them a call at 269-639-2545. They have a no-wait policy. You could be seen right directly immediately. Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation.
Welcome to the historic Captain Nemo's in South Haven, Michigan. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., come visit our pop-up sub-shop throwback. Along with new items and some past favorites, there is something for everyone. Check out the full menu and contact information at Captain Nemo's Facebook page. Call and order ahead at 269-637-5372 or just stop by. And when you do get there, make sure you check out the new Moondog Sub for a special offer.
If there is anything that you missed on the show, like me, Red Fella, you can find it all on podbean.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Search my radio show, all one word, and hit subscribe, please. Rob pays me $1 for every new subscriber. He says he'll give me another $1 if they leave a comment. Yeah, we'll see. Remember, search my radio show, all one word, wherever you get your podcasts. Now back to the show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show, and Mason Dixon, this is the third segment of the show. It's just about over.
It's the third segment of the third half hour.
It's the last segment of the show here. So, and with Tina Goodrich, let's talk real estate, and we're going to talk here for a couple more minutes, recap what we talked about earlier, and then talk about some of the stuff that's going on in our world and on the show and all that good stuff. Of course, Laura Russin is still here in the studio. So, you know, when we're talking about, to kind of recap that first segment we did, oh, and even before that, I'll say thank you to Chris Siriano. And that, what a great segment. Can't wait to have
Isn't
him on the show.
Great?
Yeah. But when we talk about what we did in the first segment, we're talking about veterans on the move, veterans who are moving to need houses and some of the yep. things that they need. And there's, do you remember the name of the form, Mason? Isn't it a DD2? 14. Yes.
Yes. So, there we go.
Yeah. So I guess as a quick recap, then we can get on to those other things.
Yeah. Just a recap on my veterans who are looking to make a move. I recently acquired my MRP, which is your military relocation professional. Give me a text, 269-759-1076. Ask me any questions on the veterans. I'd be glad to answer those.
Okay. All right. So you do that, and I'm sure there's got to be a lot of questions if you're a veteran, you want to move, and you get, you know, they're talking about property, no property taxes. So
yeah,
take advantage of that. If you've got it, you know, take advantage of it, because we're certainly proud of your service like you should be, and, you know, getting to a place that's nice and all that good stuff. So, Mason, so what do you think about all that?
I think it's real good, although neither you or me is veterans, so
nope,
we can't take advantage of
nope
that.
And then that always seems to be a problem for me when it comes to social programs. Not that I want to be, want to be in any, but I kind of don't qualify for any of them.
Well, let me tell you, when you get ready to buy a place, Rob, I have a great lender. She's associated with Jakeway. She's our in-house lender, and I know she would help you out.
Okay. So. Well, there we go. We all need a lender, don't we, some days? I've been waiting to...
You need a lender and a realtor.
I was going to save the cash and buy cash, but then COVID came along and I had to spend all that cash.
You could buy on a land contract.
I could, but that goes by finding someone who's willing to do a land contract, which is not always the easiest thing to do.
Well, again, you need a good realtor. They know how to spot out a home that is eligible for a land contract.
Okay. Well, then maybe start looking for one. I need 30 acres, a pole barn, a garage, and a house is what I need, so... If you can find me a land contract, I'm in like Flynn, baby.
I always generally use that 10% down rule of thumb.
I'm out.
So,
I'm
10%.
Out. I already spent my cash.
You just,
didn't I just tell you I spent all my cash?
I can, again, with that creative realtor, you're going to get somebody who can do that creative financing
okay
for you.
Yeah, I mean, so, and we're talking creative. I mean, do they take dogs?
Rob, no, dog, you can. You can.
I take dogs.
Ping pong tables. I got a couple extra mics that I might be able to let
guitars
go.
Guitars.
No. You
okay
don't get rid of it.
Yeah, you
no
got to draw your line somewhere
exactly
there.
Cameras, typically, if it plugs in, it's not going anywhere. I'm keeping it. And, you know, I'm kind of, I don't know if I've ever gotten rid of anything I've ever had. And that was kind of I think it might be a bit of a Dutch thing. There are a lot of hoarders that aren't Dutch. But quick story, my grandfather, when he got tired of all the pictures in the basement a long time ago when I was very little, he just dumped them all. One day he got tired of everything and dumped it all. My grandmother was most furious. Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be terrible.
It was, yeah. I mean, boxes of old pictures from the military when he was, because he was a World War II vet, a war hero, and he dumped them all. I don't want them no more. Yeah,
so
you tell me.
If I was grandma, I would have went.
What
got
military
those
force was he?
He was in the Army. Mason, what else we got to talk about?
Well,
we got to do some shout outs.
We want to thank the UFC Tree Care folks for being a part of our show. And, you know, it snowed this week, and, you know, they do snow plowing
yes,
too.
Do.
And if sometimes them trees get heavy with ice and stuff, you might break a branch and stuff, and they work in all weather conditions.
Yeah. So, really, all you have to do is Google UFC Tree Service. I don't have their phone number right in front of me. And if you do call them and talk to them, you say, tell them that Moondog sent you, and I think he's got some special rates for you. They already have great prices, but if you tell them Moondog sent you, they're going to hook you up a little bit more.
And coming up at noon today, everybody needs to slide on down to Captain Nemo's downtown South Haven.
Something's popping up.
Yeah, and Miss
get a Moondog.
Miss Laura, what's the specials today?
Eat
okay
a Moondog.
Well, you can have a Moondog,
yes,
and you get a hot fudge sundae if you get a Moondog.
Ooh.
But we do also offer something for people who are starting to watch their weight is a hatchless.
It's a half a sundae.
No, a small sundae. But no, a hatchless sub. That means it has no bread. So, and then it's made like a salad.
Oh, I like them. That
yeah
might be real good.
I think that's really how you should do it. You say, man, I have to keep my intake under 300 calories. And here it is. Or here's a 600 calorie sundae. You just cut it in half and give them 300. Then they get the taste too.
Do you roll it up in a lettuce?
No. No, we don't roll it up, but we, you know, put it like in a little container,
oh,
like
okay
a salad.
Like a salad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about people who are gluten-free or keto-free?
Yes. Yeah, so we do have gluten-free bread. I made a new soup today. It's a taco soup that is keto-friendly.
Oh, keto-friendly.
Keto-friendly.
I read the poster
taco
wrong.
Taco Saturday
yes
soup.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have some new burgers.
Burgers?
Yes.
You put burger on the menu for the
I
week?
I did.
All right.
Yes. People are like, what?
Where's my red meat?
Yes. Where's my Bob's processing wonderful burger? So we have a blue burger with some blue cheese on there. We have a Southwest with some avocado on there. So
and
some new
this,
stuff.
Is this going to be the last weekend for the pop-up, or you got some more surprises coming up like next
we
week?
We have some more surprises. Yeah, we're working on another one.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're not going to tell you right now. We got about a minute left here. Any more shout-outs we need to make?
Well, we need to thank our host, our guest hostess. We've got to thank Nicole Gulotta, the photographer.
Yep. What about your butt? Your butt is on a different stool today.
And we're thanking the stools, courtesy
the
of
stools.
Goody's Home Repair.
Goody's Home Repair gave us some, we've been talking about the stools, and Tina said he got four stools here. They're solid oak and beautiful, and they're padded, so now we have padded.
They're very comfy.
Yes. Goody's Home Repair. He's local to South Haven and does home repairs.
Yeah.
And how do you find him?
And you can find Goody at 269-999-0051.
There you go. Mason, you got 30 seconds to get us out of here.
All right, folks. We'll tune in next Friday at 7 a.m. We'll be back on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. In the meantime, go to listen to the podcast and type in My Radio Show. That's all one word. And listen and thanks to everybody for listening, and thanks for all of everybody who participated.
Yes, there you go. Did you say poop?
That was a tongue twister. I didn't. Take that out.
You said poop. I'm leaving it. That was good. All right. Ladies, love you much. You guys are doing a great job on the show. Mason said poop, and
I was trying to say participate, and the word got all tongue twisted up there.
All right. Well, regardless of all that, it's time to howl at the moon dog. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ooh. Mason Dixon, not until you go. You got to howl.
I ain't not until you take that out. We'll see you next week, folks.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show is part of the Moondog Radio Network, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, copyright 2021.